Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. Ravi Marinimi Marasi Sheyichyu. And the schus for four schayach of Fegabas Michal Tispasi, Ephraim Ben Rus, Yigal Meir Ben Gloria, Sarshakla Yisrael, Utsfakhtar Vastil Ravida, Risham Sarshakla Yisrael. And we're going to be discussing a question of Mamzerus. This is from the, we've been going through Chuvis in the Sefer Shut HaShavit. Of Hagon, Rav Shmuel Tuvia Stern Zetzal, who was a Rav for many, many years in Miami Beach. I call him the Miami Beach Hagon. And this is in Simen Chav Zayin, in the 8th volume of Shut HaShavit. He was a very, very prolific author. Besides the 8 thick volumes of Shutim, he also has Chidushim al HaShas, and the Parsha, a lot of very amazing Torah. Really a huge, huge, huge Gaon in Talmud Chacham. Hungarian originally. He got to Kansas City, and he even has a sefer on how to make the Jewish state Jewish, halachic issues, a big supporter of the Jewish state, and a very interesting man from what I understand, besides everything else. So this is a tshuva that was written, a shayla that was written to him by Rabbi David Layerfield, who was also a rabbi in Miami Beach. They used to sit on the Beis Din together. Rais Lechod Yididi Agagol Hagon Moreno Harav Shmuel Tuvia Shlita Haisha Shanu Danim Olad Niskatcha Lefnechov Beit Shana Shvayim Achrei Ptira Savia. So we're talking about a woman 22 years ago gets married after the passing of her father. She said she didn't know if she really wanted to get married, and it was immediately after her father had died, but her relatives convinced her to do it. And after 6 months, obviously this wasn't a very good union, after 6 months, they were divorced civilly, with a civil divorce, meaning not civil, they liked each other or whatever, I don't know if it was, the situation was there, but without a halachic get. And then she marries somebody else and she has a son. And this son is a tzaddik, and he's a baal tshuva, and he knows that he might be a mamzer. Because his mother was already married, and this is her second husband, and she never got a get from the first husband. So Rabbi Layerfield Zatzal died not long ago, during Corona. He said, I spoke to the woman at length, and according to her memory, at the Kiddushin there were only close relatives. It was right after her father's passing. Barely anybody was there. I know only close relatives comes if it was right after the father's passing, but that's what it says. She wasn't Shomer Shabbos, and the man wasn't Shomer Shabbos. Nobody there was Shomer Shabbos. The Mesadr Kedushin is still alive. He's 70 years old, and he's a chazan in a firm shul. And he's a firm guy. And the word used to describe him here is Charedi. He's Charedi, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs. We'll see in a moment how Charedi he was. So, I spoke to the Rav, Rabbi Layerfield said, I spoke to the Rav of the Shul, where he's the Chazan, and he said that he thinks that the wife of this Chazan has never gone to mikveh in her life. We're talking about a 70-year-old man, and his wife doesn't know what the mikveh looks like. Whoa. So I told him that I think is not enough for me. So he speaks to the Chazan, face to face, and the Chazan admitted. He says, it's true. My wife never went to mikveh. And for Shteitzich, that this chazan wasn't a monk, right? He was intimate with his wife many, many times. So he was a boyal nidos. Oh my gosh. The chazan hodelo shebe'emes nochon adover she'ishta miyamelo shomet haras ha'mishpoche. The chazan haya boyal nido kol yom av ito. And now she is in a mental home. Can't speak to her because she lost it. She's has dementia. The Rav also told me that the 18 years he knows this chazan, the chazan was never a Masada Kedushin. And even before he knew him, he almost never did it. So he doesn't really know what he's doing, probably. And this woman, with the man we're speaking, says that we exchange rings at the time of the Kedushin. He gave her a ring, she gave him a ring. And the Rav of the Shul of the Chazan, who's a responsible person, a Ben Torah, without a doubt, also said that the Chazan learned in yeshivas with Gedolim a number of years, and he knew what it means to be Boyal Nida. Right? He wasn't a complete ignoramus. Gaon Olam, he also wasn't, but a complete ignoramus he wasn't either. He learned in the yeshivas with Gedolei Yisrael. So he knew exactly what he was doing. Well, if he das Reb Moshe Yerideh, usually in the Tshuvas they don't call him Reb Moshe, but here he writes, well, if he das Reb Moshe, that's the way we speak. Usually it's not the way people write it, but here, if he das Reb Moshe Yerideh, Chelik Beis, Soif Simon Beis, Ba'amerika in Shaykh Kol Pa'am Eda Mesim. Right, in America, you don't always say another Mesim Atzmo Rasha, says Reb Moshe. Sometimes a person can make himself a Rasha. This is America, different Metzias. Im ken, im yesh po mokam lahatzelas nefashas. Can we save this mamzer? Lefi da'asa isha, number one, there are only relatives there. No kosher eidim. They weren't b'nei Torah. Number two, they exchanged rings. So she didn't understand what the Kedushin was about. She thought that Kedushin means I give you a ring, you give me a ring. It's not Kedushin. Kedushin is only the man gives the woman. Number three, the Masada Kedushin was this chazan who only was Masada Kedushin once in a blue moon. Number four, he was a boyal nida, even though he knew how usher it was. So he brought another guy, but this chazan is probably pasulatus. And as far as the chazan, he doesn't remember a thing. It was 22 years ago. What does he remember? So Vilerfil concludes, and he writes, "Bli neder al tofein lichvodo b'karov l'kaim kol amatzil nefesh achas." Use a modern Hebrew word here, atalfein, to telephone somebody. Litalfein, atalfein, nitalfein, tofanti. Anyway, I'll call you up, meaning I'll call up Rabbi Lerfield, says I'll call up Rabbi Stern soon, and I want to be Mekayim Kol HaMatzil Nefesh Achas. I want to save this boy. This boy should be able to get married. Bohukara, David Lerfield. Tshuva Binyan HaNaos. And now he writes the answer. This is Parashas Pekudei. In the year Tovshin Nun Beis, we're talking 1992. Wow, I remember that year. Shalom ulechvod yedidi atayakar harav agon Reb David Lerfield Shlita. Shalom uvrache. Nishtoy mamti kishah chad achrei asher azavte beisi ayoyim. Ve'amarti anifto mechaver yipotim ela mitoch tvar alocha. Chen amarti b'libi efne me'atzaka elizman. Ma. Vav ki ata mevin tirdasi ki mochar ani nosei emritz Hashem la'atzenu ha'kadoisha. V'sham eshtadel. V'siyai tzim gdolei arav binyan she'eloscha. So, you were just at my house. How big is Miami Beach, right? They probably live 2 minutes away from each other. This one lived on Collins Avenue, and this one on Collins Avenue. The truth is, I don't know what their addresses were. I just know that that's the famous street in Miami Beach. And usually in the inside the Sfarim, they have the author's address and sometimes a telephone number. Today they arrive email addresses, but Rabbi Stern doesn't, in his farm, I haven't seen in the meantime, his address. I don't know if it was Collins Avenue, but that's really not Nogia. Point is that we left my house today and we discussed halacha. So I guess it was this halacha they were discussing. And I'm going to Eretz Yisrael soon. I'm very busy. And when I get to Eretz Yisrael, I'll discuss this with the Gedolei Hora, with the great poskim in Eretz Yisrael. Get to Eretz Yisrael, it's 1992. You can speak to Rav Shlomo Zalman, you can speak to Rav Eliyashiv, you can speak to Rav Avadi Yosef, you have with whom to speak. So, Shlomo Zalman was nifter in Nunhei. But Ashrei Misha Bolakam v'tamudo b'yado, like it says in the Gemara about Olam HaEmes. But also in this world, I want to know what I'm talking about. So what I'm going to do is Dina Nefesh is here. We're trying to save this bachur. This bachur should be able to get married. And I want to just make a few points. Not every day is there a zaz schus that you can be. Misrache schus kaze. That you can be mati or a boy. Safik mamzer love of a kol. To get married. So it says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Rav Nachman achoshed al arayus kosher le'edus. If somebody is choshed on arayus, if somebody is suspected of being a Megal Arayis, he's kosher leidus. Sanhedrin 26b, wow. Rav Sheshe says, Anamari, answer me, master. Abayim b'kasvei v'kosher. This guy deserves 40 malchus, and you're being machshir him leidus? Ma pitom, it's not kosher leidus. Omar Ravu, moide Rav Nachman, linyan eidus isha shu pasul. Rav Nachman says, as far as eidus isha is concerned, he's pasul. Omar, eidus relating to a woman. Omar Ravina, Vitzaymer of Papa, Lo Amar La Fuke, Avala Luye, Lesman Bo. So to be made on Dine Ishus, he's allowed, he's pasul, because he's chashed on Yana Ishus. And Ravina says, name of Papa, this that Rav Nachman says, he's pasul, the Edus, is only La Fuke. In other words, to be made that she was Mizgareshes or that her husband died. That is not Naaman. But Layulay, to bring her in. We're not going to pass on Leidus to Filav Nachman. Shalei Oslalav. By saying that she got married, he's assuring her. So why would he, this guy's Choshel al Arayis, he has his eyes on this girl, he has eyes on a lot of girls. He has his eyes on her, why would he say she got married? He's just making things worse for himself. So in the mail, you can believe him about that. But to say she got divorced, that you can't believe him about. That you can't believe him about. V'kos av ha-ramozal be'evan ha-ezer b'simen mem be'yisiv hei. Ha-choshet, so now we get to the Ramah. This is halach l'maisa. Ha-choshet ala ha-rayis av o'pi she'ein eidim sheba ala ervo rak she'choshet be'alma Pasul leidus isha bein lenin kedushin bein lenin gittin. Wow. The person suspected of being megal arayis, even though there are no edim, that he actually had beer with an erva, but he's choshed. He's just suspected. He's pasul for any edus that involves ishus, both with regard to kedushin and with regard to gittin. See, Paskins, even for Kedushin, he's no good. Vayein bebe Shmuel, abo ala ervo, sover of Sheshes is posel doi raisa, like we saw in the Gemara, that Rav Sheshes posels. So he explains that this means even doi raisa. Vimu mechabek, umenashek, le ervo, chayve krisus, oi misas beizdin, hu choshud ala raius u posel doi raisa. And if he hugs and kisses an erva who is a chayvei krisus or a chayvei misas beisdin, he's considered choshel arayis, and he's pasul doi raisa. And even though normally you need a rush at the chamas, and normally you need an edus shetaychol azima, you can make the person edim zomim. It also has to be a rush of chamas with regard to monetary matters. But by Isser Erevah, the Chachamim were machmir to pasul le'edus isha ve'arayis do'iraisa kedushin do'iraisa ve'arayis de'rabonon kedushay de'rabonon. So when if he's choshed on arayis do'iraisa, then he's pasul for kedushin do'iraisa. And if he's choshed on arayis or only asa de'rabonon, Gemara Yevamos talks about, then he's pasul for Kedushin Derabbanan. Now the Beis Shmuel writes, if he's mechabek or menashek le'erva chayvei krisus and misas beis, then why does he write le'erva? If he's talking about chibuk and nishuk of chayvei krisus, of course he's talking about an erva. What else is she? So maybe this is talking about our case. Because we want to be matir, this avrech, this young man, today you usually call someone avrech who's married, but he wants to be an avrech. You want to release him from mamzerus, because one of the edim, who is the Mesadr Kedushin, admitted that his wife never went to mikvah. He was a boyel nido kol yomav. So now is he choshed ala, Alarayas elubala erba. Ubevadai belis sofek. Sheidusa likadushin pasul. So he's bala erba. Now she's not an arayas. It's not gila arayas. We usually call, what do we usually call gila arayas? A married was somebody else's wife. Here she's a married woman. If she's his wife. Maybe he's saying, even if she's an Arabian, if she's a Nida, he's also going to be Pasul Eidus. And that's the Shaila. Shaila is Nida Idover Shebe Erva or not? Is she considered Arayis? Is being Boyal and Nida a Megala Arayis? So this is an Estapkisa of the Asvinda Iraisa of Rav Yosef Engel, Sefer. You should learn it more. The Asvin Dairaisa Klal Chof Alef. We already had a shir on this, Lamaisa. If he is mistapik, two or three. He's mistapik if Isser Nid is an Isser Tumor and Isser Erva. Then he brings a raya from the Yerushalmi. That a nida is not an erva. It's only an iser tuma. It's only tuma. He's metame himself when he goes, when he has beer with her. The Yerushalmi and Shabbos pay zayin. Perek zayin alach beis. So it says it's an iser tuma. It's not an erva. And Tosis Bava Kami Yer Aleph, Divu Maskel De'ein, writes that Isser Nida is not an Isser Tumah. It's an Isser Grade of a low Isser Arayis. However, the Korban Eda writes that the Yerushalmi calls it Tumah, but really she's an Erva. So it's not Pashat. It goes back and forth. There's a lot of discussion about this in this Sfarim. There's a Chalkas Yoyav in the Tshuvas and Simen Yotas and Yeradeya. Is a beautiful sefer, Yosef Oimetz, a perish on the Asim D'Raisa, where he brings all the shittas, including Agoyin HaKadosh Rav Chanan and the Kovetz Shirim Chelek Beis Mem Gimel, Arichus and the Nodu Yudah Madura Kama Ibn Ezra Simon and Zion. So be totally in this shaila. He says, "Dafka, I need it to her husband. Is it an Isser Erva or is it just Tumah? So maybe there's a chiluk b'Isser Nida between the Isser of the Isha and the Isser of the Ish. Because the Cheftza of Tumah is b'Isha. She has to be Tahara. And b'etzem ha'sheila yim yesh aleha mitzvah l'taras atzma. He tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, yolo. V'yimitamis is boyal. So, is tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, is tefillah b'zman ha-mitzvah, not a mitzvah, because she has to be metayer herself to her husband, otherwise she's metami. Avo b'yas nida over l'isser isser erva. But when it comes to him, he's over on the isser of arayis. And if the Rambam writes, perek dalet, alacha aleph, miyochot sisurei biyar, anidosh, he, Kishal kol arayis. She's like other arayis. Vahama arab. If somebody does ha'ara, he starts the ma'isabis. Chayiv koreis. It's an open gemara. Yevamis and dalet. Krisis yiralef. So that's l'gabi abav. L'gabi isha. Kibal lo avi iser erva. L'gabi isha. Yilo nisra ala tumeh. The baal is not an iser erva. L'gabi isha. He's a vi the woman. He's not an iser erva. She's just nisheres ala tumeh. And then, therefore, the Mabe Shmuel is Medayik, Imu Mechavek Omanashek, Le Erba Shachavi Krisis. Gamas and Doraisa Kosev is Dakwa Shalom Dafka, it's talking about him. Mabe Shmuel talks about him being Mechavek Omanashek, not about her. Because she's an heir to him, he's not an heir to her. For her, it's only Tumah. she's committing an act of tumah. She's metameim. For him, it's an iser erba. And the Asman Daraisa also wrote a suffix, l'kabe the klapa davka klapa isha. Shichayev is mishum tumah mishum iser erba. Ish bevadei chayev mishum erba. Because there's no karis by tumah. There's misa bidei shemayim by tumah. There's no karis by tumah. So how do you get the karis? It must be there's an iser erva also. Just don't understand, they both get karis. It says in the pasuk, V'isha yishka v'sisha dava v'gila servasa. It's Makor Harab, he gills us Makor Dameh, but Nichos Rishneh and Karabama. But I'll call upon him, they're definitely Makoros that would indicate that it's an Isser Erva, like the Rambam, Hanidi Kishar Kolarais, Amarba Chayv Koris. And the Mimele, if it's an Erva, then great. And he's not great that he's a bola, that he's a megal arayis, but great that he's pasaleidus. And we can be machshir the child. L'chem anid nidan amisadi kedushin shel azug shu boil nida below rakoshet l'serev arev vade pasaleos edus bekedushin. Mishlan odas v'vero moi v'vem sechad edim edi kedushin. We have to mevare though. You're right. You're right. He's pasal. He's a bad aid. We have to mevare if he was really one of the edim. Maybe there were other edim. The fact that he signed on the Ksuba, Ksuba is not Namak of the Kedusha. And some of these guys, these Chazanim, don't know what they're doing. So among other things, and not that there's anything wrong with it, but what they do is, Sheinam Amidim Eidei Kedusha L'chud V'Eidei Ksuba L'chud. So usually we have different Eidim for Eidei Ksuba and Eidei Kedusha. But they make the same ones. So the Lord El Hashem Chosim Al Ksuv Vatzim Kol Shisha Meida Shlo Yisham Nochen Nashim Shomer Torah Mitzvah Zekam Zug Lo Yisham Torah Mitzvah Lachin Shmokam Tzad Lahat Yos Abochar Anal. So if he is signed on the Ksuva, the Mestami, he was also one of the Eidei Kedushin, and if he's one of the Eidei Kedushin, then again, puzzle. Again, he doesn't remember. We can't ask him. And you can't say another Mesim Atzma Russia. Maybe he's doing a Derech Tshuva, especially now. His wife went out of her mind. So maybe he did Tshuva. Maybe he feels bad. He was a Chazan. Imagine that. The guy's davening in Shul, and he's standing in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu, representing the Kehila, and he's a Baal Nidos. It's not unbelievable. He went to Yeshivas. If we can determine that he was an aide, then the child is not a mamzer, because the kedushin was never a kedushin, and there was nobody else kosher in the call. Everybody else was close relatives. Small wedding. And therefore, I want to be matir this young man. If I get two other poskim, and it'll be better if the chazan stands before a basin of three and his moda that he was a boil nidus, that'd be even better. I like that. These rabbanim, they say oftentimes, if you get two other rabbanim who agree with me, in other words, I'm not going to take responsibility on my own. That's humility. I want to have two other people who agree. And after signing off, he tells a story. He signs off, Shmuel Tovia Stern, Miami Beach, Florida. I like the way they write it in Hebrew. And then he writes, B'shili HaMechtev Yishlom, that Isser Nida is more Chomer than Isser Erva. And he explains why Nasis Loka Heter, and he just keeps being over Vishana, over Vishana. And then he says, he talks about that a little bit, but then he says an interesting story. He says, over 45 years ago, I came to Kansas City to be the Rav, and I went to check out the Shechtim, to see if they're valid Shechtim. And I heard a rumor that kept spreading, called the Lord Pasuk, that one of the Shechtim, his wife wasn't Shemeres Taras and Mishpacha, she didn't go to Mikvah. Can you imagine? He's a Shechit for the community, one of them, and his wife doesn't go to Mikvah. So, I called him to stand before the Beis Din. He was mowed in front of the Beis Din, that he's not Shem Retaretz and Mishpacha. Havarti oiso miliyo is sheichet, velakachti sakino mimenu. I fired him from his job as a sheichet. I took away his knife. I guess that was more symbolic. He could borrow someone else's knife. I took away his knife, and I was a young man at the time. I was afraid, maybe I'm not passing it right. So I wrote a letter to the Agudas HaRabbanim. They agreed with me. And I still have the letter of the Psak Din. But since he had little children, they pasken that if he does tshuva for 1 year, and if he's makabel upon himself, sigufim chamurim. And we're talking in the mid-40s. Maybe early 40s. So this is not an easy time. He has children. So he does tshuva. He's accepting upon himself sigufim chamurim. That he's going to chveis fast. He's going to sleep on a bed of nails. I don't know. Torture himself a little bit because or a lot. Because he did so many serious averis of being a bayal nida. Then he can go back to be a sheichet. Omnom be'ezras Hashem yizbarach oid lo yishav lemelechas hashchit. To this day, he never became a sheichet again. Thank God. We got him out of the business and he went into textiles. He went into real estate. Maybe he made $1 trillion in real estate. Who knows? Back then, that was the 1940s. Was a good time to buy real estate. If you know what I mean. But this chazan can't do tshuva. What tshuva is there? This is a 70-year-old man. His wife is in a mental institution. What is he going to do? He has no nemanus. They don't have a cheskes kashrus. He's begeder rosha. His whole life he was over on a surei kares. And therefore this rosha was misadik kedushin like a rosha was misadik kedushin. Not lefi alocha. And therefore, we can be matu this boy to come to love a call. So that's the end of that letter. Then we have a letter from Yud Gil Adar soon after, because this letter was Parshas Pekudei in Tavshin and Beis in 1992, and this is Yud Gimel Adar. Pekudei always falls around Purim time, and this is a letter written on Tainis Esther. And this is written by Rabbi Gedalia Dov Schwartz, the famous Zechet Tzadik Livracha, famous Dayan for many years in Chicago. L'choyd Yedidi, Rabbi Goyen Rav David Lerfield Shlita, Achorei Drishas Shlomo Hatov, Yislach Li Malot Kvodo Al Ichor Tshuvasi L'Sheila So Achamur Rabin Yen Ishus, Gam Kibalti Ataka Mitshuvasi Shal Rabbi Goyen Rav Stern, I guess back then already in 92, did they have fax machines? And how he got it so quickly. Certainly they didn't have email yet. Maybe they did 92, they have email. It's just starting. Maybe. I think it was actually a little bit before it started. But these Rabbanim probably didn't have email already in 92. B'sheila zu, but he got the tshuva of Rav Stern that we just learned together. So Rabbi Stern wants to passel him. He's a rush, he's a boil nida. They exchange rings under the chuppah. It was a reform. It was conservative. They think that that's how you're misad. You're mekadesh to somebody. They exchange rings. Besides the Edom issue, that the Edom are pasul, all my kedushin is pasul. And then he quotes a tshuva that the Rav Stern has quoted in the past numerous times. Ayein b'shut marsham, the brejan rov of shvadron. in Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Yud, in Kuf Yud Aleph, Sheherich Lahokil Beisha Aguna Shenises Labal Akedushin. So he was Mekel, if you have an Aguna, who married a man, Shenasu Aidea Rav Amemune Mitam Amamloch, Meamamlocha, who Meamischachim, Reform, וגם העדים שלו לפי דברי שבקורבי היו שם. רק מגולחים מחלי שבס ופרהסיה. והבעל נשלח לסיביריה. ואין הרוצה לגרש. So you have this husband. Marries this woman, Nebuch. Such sad stories back then. We're talking about the Maharsham, the 1800s. That this man was sent to Siberia. And he doesn't want to give her a get. And here she is. Stuck with this man, but the issue was that all of the Edim were Mechalei Shabbos, shaved with a tar, right? He lived from Tav Kuf Tzadi Hei. From 1825 till 1911. It's the Maharsham. So this is either late 1800s, early 1900s. And he refuses to give her a get. And he's sent to Siberia, so he wanted to be matir without a get, because the Kedushin wasn't a good Kedushin. And even though it's not exactly like it was in our case, Ayin Sham Pirtei Inyan, again there's the Maharsham in the second volume, Simmons Kuf and Kuf Yud Aleph. Nevertheless, he was matir mekavlei igun, ha'smach sham esader, she'eni yodei b'tiv gitin v'kedushin, Cheskos Maseim Kukalim. If the Messiah of the Kedushin doesn't know what he's doing, it's a chazaka that it's not a marriage. So Eidus is Mizbata Aide Akroivim, like the Shach, there are Krovim there, and therefore Nimtzei Echamim Karavu Pasol. The Chazin in our case was a Boil Nida, he's a Mumr Loisig Dovar, he didn't do this Maseim of the Kedushin properly. If the Kedushin is only the Rabbanan. So it's not Kedushin at all. These people are going. Halacha. There's a long tshuva about this in the Heiliger. Divrei Yitziv that we learned some of. We can't call Maisa Kedushin. I am a Shun of the Lord. Who's a Klal? She Maisa Kedushin. There's no Kedushin Ksherin. And at the end, in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, he writes that if we're going to be choshesh, that they live together like man and wife, and everybody knew about it. So that's like the chew of the rivosh, the bakanta chew of the rivosh in Simon Hay and Simon Vav. Kedushin that was done in the courts. Not kedas Moshe Yisrael, civil marriage. Not to be choshesh. A lot of people are samach on this rivosh. This is a landmark tshuva. Don't worry that they were living together, because they were living together while smach the first kedushin, and there was no kedushin. And this svar was written also by a goyin, Reb Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Be'igros Moshe, Evan Ezer, in the third volume of the 25th Simon. V'kevin de'anum donin, v'atzolos nefashos mipsum amzerus, lishen atoim v'shutayim mitzvahs. We're trying to save this boy. There's no shas hatcha godol mizeh. So I'm mitzdarif to be matir this boy. And it's kedai that malas kavoido yoshiv beizdin alinin zeh. So have a beizdin, maybe there's more to investigate. In this way you can write it up and give him a ksav to say that he's kosher lover b'kol, and you investigated it, and they shouldn't cast aspersions on his marriage, that saying chas v'shalom that he's a mamzer. Asayim b'rechaz kol tuv l'malas kavoido shenot l'shich mol shtad l'in chomer b'kazeh. You should have only bracha, Rabbi Leierfield, for being Osek in this. This is a letter from Chicago to Miami Beach. From cold, freezing Chicago to warm and sunny Miami Beach. I think that's Chicago. With Birchas Purim Samech, V'chak Kosher V'Samech, Gedalia Dov Shmuz. Gevaldik, That's Simon Chof Tes in the 8th volume of the Shuta Shavit. And now we have a letter, Simon Lamed, Chod Yididi, Arava Goin Amiti, Arav Tuvia Stern Shlita of Beza, Miami Beach. Kolden Kol Todar Rabba Bat Shuvas, Ramat Yom Chesed Yibana, Mama Shasiyas Pulas Chesed, it's a great Chesed. Shein L'shar, Lichto Yiv Tshuva L'amitu Shel Torah, Ke Sheregel Pov, Regel Beretz Yisrael, Maisa Shel Chesed, Torah. It's Torah, you're writing the Tshuva, it's Chesed, you're being matured, this boy. Ani Batuch Sherev Shvotz, Lo Haya Kosev Tshuvasai. Im Lo Haya B'yadu Tshuvas Kavodo, I don't think Rabbi, I'm sure Rabbi Shvotz wouldn't have written his Tshuva. If you hadn't written it, Kiyamta V'lachta B'torachav, so in your schus, Rabbi Shvotz wrote his Tshuva. And he got involved, and he saw you're involved, and he saw your heterim, and that was Moirim also to be Matir, obviously the Amitu Shel Torah. And you're Makayim Valach the Bitracha, Vipa Bafinish Mishaim, and Hashem Shel Abacha, you're giving him life. Hashem Yivarach Kavod Batzlacho Bracha Vishir and Nachas, Vishimcha, Yikobane Mishpachto Lalavod, Vishem Yivarach Kavod, Vishem Shech Laharbitz Torah Vichesed, Ad Meir Vesim Bokarvi Yididis David Leirfield. That's Simon Lamed. Not so many halachas, but a thank you letter. You know, it's interesting. Interesting to read these tshuvas. Besides the halacha, you know, just who's who and who's brought to who. And then the next siman, we have another letter. Again, this is from Rabbi Stern to Rabbi Leirfield. This is the 14th of Sivan. Leididi Rabbi Gon, Reina Rabbi David Leirfield, Shlita. Yislach li ala kitzra, ala kotza, marmi recha, Hashem, sorry that I'm being so short. But like it says in the book of Ruth, that he said to the kitzrim, Hashem, yivrecha, Hashem, you should be blessed. He get a special bracha for the kitzrim. There it's talking about those who are doing ktsira, they're harvesting. Here it's talking about people who are writing briefly. With brevity. So that's a rabbinic play on words. All the sin shall not be some atzma rush and mice shall not be arti in ze kabir yam and yutze besifri shoot a shavit chelik vav simen yud zayin v'lo basi rak lo hisif dobni di didan mashkaz v'chamo b'simen lam dalet. You want to talk here eid ha-meis ha-matzim rosh, how are we going to believe him? So I already was mevar this inyan in the tshuvas ha-shavit in the 6th volume in simen yud zayin, and we can add what the Ramah writes, that if there's a call, there's a rumor of Binyanai Arayas, he's Pasal Eidus Isha. Vine Benidin Didan Miyacha Dover Sher Hezi Bo Amidubra Yedua La Rav Vadig Al Menashe Mecherem Enu Meisim Atzmai Rasha Vreyokobo Eidim Akachoda. Everybody already knew about it. The Rav knew about it. The Rav told us, and we have an Aruch HaShulchan he quotes, that says in Choshen Mishpat and Lama Dalet and Oschav Dalet, that says if they're a maid, somebody's over a Vera Plona, team without Asra, he's Pasal. You know, he's not Chayiv Malkus with an Asra. So here you have the Rav who was made. This guy is a terrible person. He's a boy al nida, amazed, mamish. He learned by Gedolei Torah. He knows better. And we don't even need the Chazan to admit it, because we already know even without his admission, even though he admitted it, but you don't have to call him to admit in front of the Beis Din. And what's he gaining by saying that he's a Rasha? So, b'kitzur, bottom line, we were matir this young man. And then in the next tshuvas, he talks about Eid Adam Eizim Atzim Arosha, and he says, we spoke about this with Gonei Eretz Yisrael, this is already Tez Zayin Tammuz in the year 1992. So Rabbi Stern was busy doing good things. So, Yesh harbe harbe ma ledaber. Bebezrat Hashem, we will continue these fascinating tshuvas. And it's fun learning Torah in sunny Miami Beach. All right. As a child, I used to go to the famous Caribbean Hotel. And there was a man there, Mr. Sam Schechter. And he used to go from table to table. And of course, it was always a beautiful day. Sunny skies, blue sky. And 75 degrees, 80 degrees. And he would say, another beautiful day in Miami Beach, no snow. So Derech Agav, I was once looking one day, what happened in the history of this day? And so, Stam, I almost never look at such things, but today I was just curious one day for whatever reason what happened in the history on this day, and I saw that in 1977, punct on this day, Miami Beach had their only snowfall in the last 150 years or something. So there is snow in Miami, just only that one day. That was Mr. Schechter's joke. Another beautiful day in Miami Beach, no snow. So we should be zoche, shemiyuchateizerechem kashanim kashelag albino, that if our sins will be red like scarlet, they should be white like snow. And we should be zoche, mitzashem, lebiyaz goel tzedek, meri amenu. Thank you so much for listening. And please stay tuned for more of these fascinating shiurim. Shalom, shalom.